All right, on the phone now is Scott Myers, a Catskill activist who's been very interested in the Greene County Jail issue. And the Greene County Jail came back in the news this week with two big news stories. That first, a committee on the Greene County Legislature voted to raise everyone's taxes by voting against a measure or a proposal to do a jail proposal with Columbia County and instead build their own jail, which at some points have been costed out at $100 million, some say $44 million. No one really knows what the number will be, but it'll probably be the largest project in Greene County history. And then secondly, the state of New York released a report this week that said the Greene County Jail is one of the five worst in the state, and the governor's office also threatened to do something about that soon. Didn't quite say exactly what. Scott, am I characterizing this week's news correctly?
Yes, thank you, Tom. The idea of justice is, of course, something everybody should be interested in, but also how much money is being spent and whether it's effective. I tabled the jail bond in February. It was a good thing. It came within minutes. William Lawrence, for some reason, from Cairo, is the representative, and he responded by tabling it when I put posters on everybody's desk at the legislator meeting, Stop Greene County Jail. And I had a very simple spreadsheet that said you were proposing $54 million, and no one did the math. 2.75% interest over 30 years means $90 million. And they had no justification. And the many problems of law enforcement in Greene County are showing up. So we paused, and to their credit, we created an alternative to incarceration committee. Had about 15 people on it, and they met every week. Lori Torglinson, fortunately, who only won by two votes in Windham.
She's the Windham Greene County legislator, yeah.
Yes, and quite talented, has a PhD in psychology, runs a couple of mountain bike rental shops up on the mountain, but also has 20 years experience in criminal justice. I mean, to find an expert like that available and someone who is a actual legislator empowered to, you know, vote on our behalf was, a blessing. There's no other way to say it. But we had the district attorney, Joe Stanzione, and the public defender, Angelo Scaturo. We had people from Twin Counties that does the rehab for drug and alcohol. Greene County, by the way, as you probably know now, is the worst in the state in terms of opioid addiction. And we looked at how do we handle our people? You know, how are we operating as a county? Are we spending our money wisely? Monday, we were going along on this potential alternative. After the Alternatives to Incarceration Committee finished, they prepared three options. Option A was to follow the original idea and build in Coxsackie with land that was donated by the state, and that was $90 million with interest. And the second option was to rebuild on-site in Catskill, where the current jail is, which is behind the sheriff's office on Bridge Street, right in town. Most people don't even know it's there, even though they walk past it. But it holds 54 people. It's decrepit. The thing hasn't been maintained.
It was built in 1908, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't mind telling people, partly because the cases were reversed on appeal. I was in that jail over a year, so I'm speaking from very, very firsthand knowledge, which is not hearsay. So, and I'm not a criminal. So I have a legitimate observation that's detailed. And one of the problems, of course, is legislators have probably never served a day in that jail or any jail, and they've probably never experienced a criminal trial. I defended mine as my own attorney successfully. So they haven't gone up against the system to actually have a sense of it. And we've had problems in Greene County. Fargo was sent to federal prison for bribery on the bench, our Supreme Court judge, et cetera, et cetera. And nobody's really taking ownership of it. This alternative to incarceration was an opportunity to actually get down into the dirt with talent. That, you know, Beth was really amazing from Twin Counties, and she's been receiving federal money for her drug and alcohol. And so we were thinking, okay, what are the real numbers? How many people do we have?
And those numbers are going down, not just in Greene County, but statewide and nationally. I mean, the governor is proposing to eliminate bail for maybe not everyone, but a lot of cases. And the jail just holds people that are accused of crimes, not convicted yet. And with the elimination of bail, that means they're going to have a lot less business.
It was extremely important to notice, who do we actually have? What are the numbers? And what in the alternative group, Ricky Greene had been hired to do the analysis, and when Lori said, well, show us your raw data, why are you saying these numbers are so high to justify a large jail? They hadn't done the research. They didn't have the raw data, and they were fired. So when we looked at the actual details, yes, it the jail holds 54. Turns out we have on average about 38, and out of those 38, almost all of them could be dispensed with private bail funds. Of, you know, some of them are there for 6 months because they don't have $250. That's really expensive. There are detainees. These are not people who are convicted. They're held. That's the point of a county jail. It's not a prison. It's just a place where you're holding somebody for a while to figure out what to do. And most of what you figure out to do, well, how do you solve this dilemma? What's going on with their family? What's going on with them? Do they need social service? Do they need some kind of mental health treatment? Do they need drug and alcohol? And it tended to be that they just drop into this black hole. And that's why the numbers were up. And there was motivation to keep the numbers up to justify a $90 million expense. Even now, when they kind of shave off a little bit of the rooms or this or that, it's still coming through at $44 million if you build in Greene County.
Without the interest.
Right, and $44 million with the interest is $67 million. This county's total yearly budget is $104. That's almost a whole year's money, and it's the discretionary money. And the alternatives group was really, really talented.
And they're not talking about the taxes that will be raised to pay for this. I mean, everyone is going to have to pay for this. Either you're going to lose services and you're going to pay more in taxes every year.
And you're going to destroy the alternative solutions, which are really much more effective. 30 years, you don't have any social service money left over. You're going to spend it on a warehouse for human beings, for goodness sake. And it's really not intelligent. So Monday night, the safety committee met. And it's one of the small committees, and they have where all the actual discussions in. They break it down into meaningful chunks. So the safety committee, and I was there, was the last of the four committees. And then they went through their business. And then the chairman of the safety committee said, oh, by the way, we have one more thing. And William Lawrence from Carroll, Republican, said, by the way, we would like to have a vote to not ever even think about using a shared regional solution. And it passed 4-1.
And who voted? Can you tell us the names of the people?
Well, Lori voted against it, obviously. I don't recall the names exactly, but one of the problems is some of the more informed people, like Mike Ulich, had shown a chart that he made, and he couldn't vote on it. Only people that could vote were there. But one of the problems is our new representative from Athens, Lee Palmatier, who frankly actually totally shocked me. He's totally in favor of spending as much as he's over of building a jail. He hasn't done his homework. He hasn't been part of the process that we've had so far. Lori gave him a couple of test questions, which he didn't have answers to. On the actual numbers, he doesn't seem to have a clue. He's an intelligent intellectual property attorney, nicely presented, but he was just rigorously in favor of this project. And as I said, the chair of the safety committee, William Lawrence, put this forward. We don't think it's legal because it wasn't on the agenda, and there's this issue of transparency. Nevertheless, on Wednesday night, the normal legislators will vote. And if they vote to not even consider sharing the regional jail anymore, then the issue might be dead. But it's also likely that that's a moot vote. It might be a totally illegal strategy to try to force it. And you're right. This report that came out yesterday was very important because the state of New York has been sending letters to Greene County. Chairman Boleyn is the chair of the Commission on Corrections, and they run the jails. There is another group that runs the prisons, and he's a very well-decorated Vietnam vet, and he's pissed, and they haven't been paying attention. So finally this report comes out, and you're right, we're not just in the lower five, we're almost as bad as Rikers. That jail is a piece of garbage, and it's not the architecture, it's Sheriff Greg Feeley and it's Superintendent Michael Stitt. And the staff was the same thing. The people that work there at CO say the same thing. So maybe we get an opportunity to bring this all out into the fresh air. The regional solution is the only economically intelligent solution. Hudson runs a pretty humane place. It's closer, frankly, to the courthouse than Coxsackie. All they do in Coxsackie is put more warehouses for humans. I think there's 5,000 people there who are in jail. And it turns out Matt Lubera, who's quite good, a teacher and a Catskill resident and a Republican, noticed that you're not allowed to move the sheriff's office out of the county seat unless you put it on a public referendum, an actual vote. All the plans that Delaware Engineering did incorporate the sheriff's office into the new facility, which was designed for Coxsackie. And all they did was use prefab. The county spent $1 million, and
did we lose you there? We were talking to Scott Myers about the Greene County Jail, and I'm trying to look up, because we lost him there. We'll try to get him back in a second. I'm trying to look up who's on the Greene County Legislators Safety Committee, which voted 4-1 on Monday to not do a co-jail with Columbia County. And the Greene County Legislators website does not tell you who's on any individual committee, so there's absolutely no transparency with our local government. Judging from the story in the daily Columbia Hudson 360 Valley Green Media newspaper or website, I guess, it's hard to say who voted for it. Definitely Durham legislator Aidan O'Connor abstained. It says that clearly. It implies that Mike Bullock from Catskill voted for this to not have the ever consider the co-jail. It also implies that the Athens and Coxsackie representatives, Charles Martinez from Coxsackie, a Republican, and Democrat Lee Palmateer from Athens, says that their constituents say they oppose a shared jail concept. So it says their constituents are in favor of raising their taxes. I'm just astounded that the Greene County legislators would want to raise taxes on our everyone so much. Is it election year or not? You know, but maybe people will remember that this was a vote to not consider a cheaper option. They've got to do something. The state said it's the fifth, one of the five worst jails in the state, and Governor Cuomo had a spokesperson saying threatening to do something and force their hand at something. So they're going to spend your taxpayer money. It's just a question of how much. And $100 million is just about a year of the total county budget on just this one project. You're going to be paying for this for years and years and years in higher taxes. And it's just sort of incredible to not even... to vote to not even talk about a cheaper solution. And, you know, whether or not that cheaper solution makes sense, I don't know. I don't have all the information. But I do know that to vote in secret, basically, because it wasn't on the agenda, and bring it up at the last minute and just push it through, to not even discuss one of the possible outcomes, it's just stupid. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So, Greene County folks, your taxes are going up. They voted 4-1. Lori Torgerson from Windham was the only one that voted against it. They voted 4-1 in a committee, not the full legislature, to raise your taxes. That's what it was. There's no two ways about it. Your taxes are going up in Greene County by a lot. $100 million is just about the annual budget. So they're going to add on almost one more year on top of where is that money going to come from? Do you want to double or triple your taxes in Greene County? So, you know, if you're interested in this one way or the other, if you're for or against it, you should call your Greene County legislators. Because you think, I know there's people that every Friday they protest at Representative Foss's office, and there's people that call the congressperson all the time and don't think it's that effective. But if you call some a local politician in your county, someone you might know even, you'll have much more success. If they're overwhelmed with 10 calls, with 100 calls, with 20 calls about one subject, they know that there's something going on. And if you call and say you don't want your taxes raised, you can't afford to have your taxes raised. You're not getting raises at your job, and there's no way you're going to be able to afford to pay for a jail that is double or triple the size needed when there are cheaper alternatives. When your kid has needs braces or... your husband is in a car accident and needs, because the healthcare system is so screwed up that you've got all these medical bills. Well, this is what's going on, folks. So if you're in Greene County, I would consider calling your legislature. You can find out who those folks are, who your legislator is. The Greene County website does tell you that Mike Bullock represents Catskill, that Kevin Lennon represents Catskill, that Linda Overball represents Catskill, and it has their phone numbers and email addresses. Matthew Lavera represents Catskill. Charles Martinez represents Coxsackie. Thomas Hobart represents Coxsackie. Lee Palmentier represents Athens. Kevin Lewis represents Greenville. Patrick Linger represents New Baltimore. Lori Torgerson represents Prattsville, Ashland, Windham, and Jewett. Larry Gardner represents Halcott, Lexington, and Hunter. Harry Lennon and William Lawrence represent Cairo. Aidan O'Connor represents Durham. There's phone numbers and email addresses. You go to the search for Greene County Legislator, New York, and you'll get all of it. Their email addresses, their phone numbers. This is something you can do as a citizen if you're interested in paying more taxes or not paying more taxes. If you're interested in building a very, very large facility in Coxsackie, rebuilding the Catskill Jail, or having a co-jail with Columbia County. If you're interested in alternatives to incarceration programs or not, whatever your opinion is, you could call your legislator or email your legislator, and it wouldn't take but a couple minutes of your life. But you're going to be paying for this for not a couple minutes of your life, but for years and years and years.